change your approach from when you're playing the top ranked team in offense as opposed to the 32nd, or is it the same approach?
No, you take the same approach. You know, we know that they have great skill level, and the quarterback's one of the top ranked quarterbacks. So we take the same. We focus on ourselves and what we try to do well, and we approach the same.
Do you get hemmed up anymore though?
No. Each game is, you know, you get 16 of these, you know, so the competition is keen each week. So you like to think you're hyped up for all of them.
Barry, it's been a while since this team has been above 500. Some of the guys said you pointed that out this week. What does that mean to have a winning record, to kind of tip those scales once again?
Well, it's just, you're just taking the next step. You know, you're showing progress from you know, week three to week four, week four to week five, so you're continually improving your football team, and that's what we want to try to do, is continually improve and have something to show for that improvement, which is a win.
Has Matt Ryan continued, does he continue to evolve in your eyes as a quarterback, and what is he doing maybe now better than he has since the last time you've seen him?
Well, the last time I saw him, he beat the hell out of us. And so if he gets any better than that. But, no, I think, you know, each quarterback, you know, they all grow. And he's the leader of that offense. You can tell that he's got, you know, very skilled people around him. He's coming out of the pocket making throws on the run better than he did the last time we played him. And so I think that's just part of his game now. He's very accurate, and I've got a lot of respect for him as a quarterback.
How did Quentin
Thursday? I thought Quentin answered the bell and played very well on Thursday. He had some very good plays in the football game, and he had some plays that we definitely have to correct him on, and he has to get better at. But I thought he answered the bell.
Is his speed kind of the key injection in that role? I mean, is that why you kind of wanted him back out there? Is he a little bit quicker, maybe?
I think his speed is outstanding. I think that he can cover ground, and he does a good job in playing, you know, center field. And he's competing. He gives us some good energy out there. I like the energy he brings to us.
Is the communication something that still needs to be refined now between him and Antrell? I trust that there were times probably that they were sort of, you know, running around almost with their heads cut off just a little bit. Is that something, and how long does that usually take when you integrate a new guy like that in the back of the defense?
I think the communication process with all of them has to improve each and every week, you know, because True is new, Trumaine is new as a nickel, you know, because Walker's no longer with us, and then that extends to Quentin Demps also, he's new, and so they all, in practice, you're trying to get a feel for each other, they're trying to, you know, be on the same page, and that's one of the keys to being a good defense, being a good secondary, that you can all be on the same page. And so I think that process is a daily process. That's something you work on no matter what. And no matter if you've been together 2 years or more, okay, I think that's a process that you go through, because sometimes we try to change some things up for the guys, and they have to think about those things that we're trying to change up and see how it fits them.
For all of Atlanta's skill position talent, they've had major injury problems on the offensive line. Do your players' eyes light up at all if the opportunity to get at a makeshift offensive line or offensive line that hasn't played together for a long period of time?
I don't know if their eyes light up, because when they see those skill guys on the, if you get the ball out quick, then you can neutralize that. I think that they've got a good coaching staff, and they know exactly what to do and how to do it. And Mike Tice is a good offensive line coach. He's been around a long time, so he'll have those guys ready and prepared to play. And so we have to be ready, and we have to be prepared to play. No matter who they put on the offensive line, they can still get that ball out, and they still have great skill.
To talk about those skill position guys, Julio Jones is a guy that seems to be making that step up to, you know, the top receiver. He's already faced Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, even DeSean Jackson. How does he sort of fit in there and compare to those guys, or that's a challenge to you?
Well, I mean, you know, Julio on tape, he's got size, he's got speed, he can muscle you, but I'm impressed with all their skill guys, because I think they complement each other. You know, Devin Hester is the third, maybe the fourth wide receiver, and he's playing at a different speed than everybody else on the field. You know, Roddy White is just, you know, he's the consummate pro out there. And so we don't know if Douglas will play or not, but when he's out there, he looks good. So I think all their skill positions complement each other, and they have running backs by committee. They run three or four guys, and so they each do something that's tailor-made for their offense. So I just don't pick out, you know, Julio and say, hey, boy, he's the, you know. I think that they really complement each other in that offense, and boy, they're the number one offense in the league right now, right? So I think that it's a great tandem.
You're going to have all your linebackers available to you, it seems like, on Sunday. How do you expect to deploy them?
Don't know yet. You know, we're practicing that way. That decision will be made, you know, by Tom and how you know how we approach that and how we go about that. So we're practicing. We're trying to get John integrated again back into the defense, letting him get some reps. And so we'll make that decision, and that'll be a Tom Coughlin question.
You mentioned that you had a special package for Kennard week one against Detroit. Will you have that back in play, at least back in your disposal?
I don't know if Kennard will be ready. You know, like I said, that's a Tom Coughlin question, and so it just depends on how things play out.
When you look at your defense as a whole, you know, the first 2 weeks and the last 2 weeks have been very different for you guys. What's the difference that you see in the group from you know, maybe the first 2 games and these last 2 games?
I think we're working together better from front and back. We're creating turnovers. We're forcing turnovers. I think that's the biggest deal. And then we're able to make some third down stops. If you can force turnovers and make some third down stops, you have to give yourself an opportunity to be better. We still have problems with, you know, allowing big plays. And so there's continuous improvement there. We need to improve there. But I think those areas, forcing the turnovers, third down stops, have been the biggest difference in 2 weeks.
Perry, it's almost been a full year. The anniversary, I guess, is coming up of the trade for Beeson. Just kind of, you know, was that a big moment, I guess, in getting you to where you are now, where this team is now?
I think so, Tom. You know, John's a special guy. Even though he's not on the field with us or haven't been on the field with us, he's in the meeting room. He's a leader in the classroom. He's the guy that we're getting together at 7:30 in the morning. We're going over these coverages. He's the guy that kind of brings us together and between the front end and the back end, ties it all together for us. And the guys have a lot of respect, a lot of confidence in him. As coaches, we have that same respect and confidence in him also. So we needed a person with a voice like that to come in and tie us all together as a defensive unit. So I think, yeah, that was a big acquisition for us.
You've praised McBride in the past, and he comes out and has another game like Thursday night. Just your thoughts on his play and when he's able to make the play, even more so than the interception, but the strip fumble, I would imagine.
I'm very proud of True because it's tough as a professional athlete and as a competitor. He was a starter a year ago, and then he come into the season. He's not a starter, and he's just had to wait his turn patiently. Okay, and so when he gets the opportunity, he goes in and he proves that he should be on the field. And so when he made that strip, that was Tremaine McBride. He's going to do something. He's going to play big. He's going to do something in the ball game to help your team win the football game. When he made the interception, I joked him. I got on him. I said, "True, you don't want to score a touchdown because you tripped over that blade of grass and you had 30 yards to get into the end zone." But that's Tremaine McBride. He's such a competitor, and he's a guy that goes out. He plays with his heart. He plays with his soul every week. And I couldn't be more proud of a guy that switches a position from just being a corner to go in and play nickel and be productive in that position.